Everyone, and welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. I'm Jeremy, and I'm alone. Well, I'm alone because I'm letting you guys know that we're taking the week off. That's right, no show this week. But we didn't want to leave you empty-handed. What we're going to do is drop week two of The Diner on you. The entire week, it's 5 days. We do a daily show on Patreon, and we want to give you a little bit of flavor, a little bit of taste. A little bit, savor it just for a moment, just to see if maybe you want a little bit more, you know? We give you the first taste is for free, and then it's $5 a month for all that juicy, succulent content. Anyways, we're calling in sick. I'm not feeling too well. The guys are overworked, underpaid, and we hungry. And we're going to sleep. We're hungry for some sleep. Anyways, here's The Diner. Enjoy. Have a great week. Hit us up on Discord. Don't forget to hit us up on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. As always, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit. Hey, everybody, and welcome to Manic Monday. It's our second Manic Monday here at the 8-Bit Geek. Presents The Diner. I guess I should have just said The Diner, right? Not 8-Bit Geek. It's still new to us, okay? I'm Jeremy. I'm sitting here with...
Kevin!
And playing the part of Doug, Michael.
He's not playing the part of Doug.
No,
he is
no,
Michael.
In place of Doug.
Yeah.
I've replaced Doug.
So we have Michael from...
I'm new Doug.
We have Michael from the Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives podcast from the 8-Bit Geek Network. And Doug can't be here today because he physically had a baby.
He physically had a baby?
Yeah. His wife was by his side as he popped that bad boy out of his butthole.
What is he, Arnold?
Yeah.
I'm going to have a baby.
We'll see why not.
My water broke.
It's through osmosis. Like, he took the baby out of his wife and then had it for her to ease her pain. So that's how science works.
Man. Science, bitches.
He had a baby girl who weighed 25 pounds and 32
I'm
ounces.
I'm sorry?
What happened?
I'm sorry?
Came out as... 6'1"
as a baby
looked a lot like Will Ferrell. And the baby's name is Wednesday McDonald, right? We can say that.
Hopefully.
Doug's going to be like, what'd you say your name?
And her social security number is...
I was going to say, you're giving out information for a minor on the internet here. That's safe.
Not a minor yet. Still an infant. So doesn't count.
Okay.
I don't want to get into anything more than that. Let's segue to something.
Me too.
We're going down weird
territory. That could go real weird. So what are you guys doing today? What's up with you guys?
Oh man, I'm still recovering from the Chiefs game last night.
What happened?
Oh man, we had really good tickets. My friend is he's a season ticket holder. Usually gives it to clients and stuff like that. But when the clients don't take them, he'll have like leftover tickets. So he's like, hey, do you want to go to see the Chiefs Bengals tomorrow or, you know, whatever? And I was like, yes, because his tickets are like crazy close to the, it's like the 40, right off the 40 yard line, like on the Chiefs side.
Where you would want to woo the clients.
Yeah, totally. Exactly. So when there's no clients to woo, he's wooing me. So
which
is great.
You could be a client.
Yeah. I could be in commercial realty. Yes.
Is he also treating you to all the free food and beer you want to, like he would a client?
Wish. No. That would have been nice. But we don't have to pay for parking. They have the parking pass, which if you go up to Arrowhead Stadium now this season, or I think it started last season, it was like $60 to park.
Yeah.
Because of the tailgating and everything.
If you don't buy your passes ahead of time, yeah.
Yeah, if you buy them ahead of time, I think they're like 20 or 30.
Why?
Why? It's like 60 because the cleanup, like the tailgating is insane in Kansas City. Like, so the game started at 7 last night. My coworkers were there as early as noon.
Yep.
Yeah, tailgating starts at like 10 a.m.
Okay, but I get that. But at the same time, $60 per car is a hell of a cleanup job.
Yep.
Well, that's for the people. Like I said, not everyone just pays up front. A lot of people get their stuff online.
And that's nothing compared to like teams on the East Coast and West Coast where they're paying like $100, $150 for parking.
Yeah.
They're insane.
And this is a football. I mean, how many games do you have at home during a football season?
What, 8?
10 maybe? 8 or 10, yeah. And like, think about like, you know, when the Cubs are playing in Wrigley Field, they had all these like private parking lots and you'd pay $25 to $30 in the 90s to park there. And that's per game.
Okay. So how much is it for the Cubs?
No, the Cubs, I think they just built a parking lot, but otherwise they still, I mean, it's like $25-$30 a game.
See, that's pretty normal. 60 and higher seems really crazy to me because it's just like, listen, we're going to see a game and we're paying just $60 for parking alone,
man, because like I said, that parking lot gets so jacked up after tailgating to where they have to have like a crazy cleanup crew to get it done.
It bothers me.
I think that was the reason.
No, I disagree. It's not, it's just punishing people for being, not being proactive. Cause again, you buy the same pass online before the game and it's like half price. So they're just punishing people who are not, you know, being proactive.
So it's $30 if you buy it online.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's more reasonable. I still think that parking is way too expensive for these events. Like, you're paying a godly amount of money to go see a team that you want to support already. Mm-hmm. And first of all, it's, you know, I don't like it.
No.
And I mean, like, football isn't the only thing doing it. I mean, like, it's
know.
Pretty much, you go to a show, like, I found this out a couple weeks ago when I went to see Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band. The tickets online were like $18. And when I got there, they were like $25.
Yeah.
So, well,
and if you go to
enough, I should have bought it online, but I just didn't think. And I ended up paying $25 at the door.
And if you go to enough Chiefs games, you're smart enough to know that right across the street from the Truman Sports Complex is a Taco Bell. You just park there and then you just walk a mile to the stadium.
Walk a mile to the stadium.
Well, yeah, but it's better than spending $60 to.
No, here's the ultimate end all. Take an Uber.
That's true too. You could.
Or Lyft.
I don't know if know if they can get in the gate.
I mean, you can.
Well, you walk from the gate.
Yeah, remember anytime you go to either Arrowhead or Kauffman, I'm sure this is any kind of stadium too. There's like always just people, you know, just walking through the gates instead of having to like do that because once again, they're trying to find the cheapest way in.
And I tell you what, an Uber probably is $15-$20 compared to $60 or $30 or, you know,
depends on where you're cheaper at in the city. But I mean, even that, it's not, it's very reasonable.
Yeah. Cause I could go all the way.
You want, you could smoke all you want, do all everything you want to do and not have to worry about driving. Cause like I said, there's a lot of those tailgates, they get fucking obliterated and then somehow get in their pickup trucks or whatever and fucking drive off.
They're U-Hauls.
There's party buses, like they've got some like, oh, they have like those old school, like the little short buses and they'll like pimp those out to be like full on Chiefs, like party buses.
Let me ask you something about the Chiefs. Are they like the Bills where they like to jump through tables as well?
No, but they're, I will say this.
I beg to differ, Kev.
I've never seen them pulling WWE shit. Bills fans are on a whole nother level. They like banging each other and like in the parking lot?
Yeah, there's a ton of that.
Tables.
They break tables and then they do like this weird, they spray each other with ketchup and mustard as well.
Yeah, fucking no. Because their team doesn't win, so they have to entertain themselves somehow.
This is
insane.
True.
Oh, man. No, Kauffman, I will say, or not Kauffman, but Arrowhead, I will say this about that, is easily the loudest stadium I've ever been in. I don't know if it's the way it's built, but the fans make it so damn loud. I think the only one in competition was in Seattle.
So all the teams now, though, they also pump in sound. Is Arrowhead famous for that as well?
No, they don't have to.
Really?
They don't have to. Dude, it's really loud. Yeah, this will be, that was like my fourth game, and it was fucking, especially for Sunday Night Football, it was really loud because it was televised. So, yeah, it might have been pumped in if it was televised, but most games, like, it's pretty normal.
Who'd they play yesterday, by the way?
They played the Bengals.
They played the Bengals. What was the final?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
What was the final score? Did they win?
I don't remember, dude. I was so drunk that I don't remember the final score, but I did know that it was a good game.
Awesome. So, what was do you know who won?
I honestly don't remember.
You don't remember?
Why don't you check the score, Mr. fucking cell phone? Use your brand new goddamn iPhone.
You go all that way. Out. You go all that way. Up on me.
There's just some things you don't talk about in public.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So, Mike.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's up?
No. This is where you bring up something interesting for us to talk about on a Manic Monday.
I am like a kid before Christmas. I'm counting sleeps until Friday when Red Dead Redemption 2 comes out.
Are you preloaded?
Yes.
You are.
Yes. It makes me mad that it's sitting there fully installed on my Xbox One X.
How do you know it's preloaded, by the way?
It says installed, doesn't it?
I looked at mine. It just says pre-ordered. It didn't say anything about being preloaded.
I went into my update queue. It shows you like the last few things that you've downloaded and updated. And that was
checked.
That was it.
They should have, like on PS4, it says installed. They should have that. They don't have that on the Xbox One X.
It'll say like last update.
It'll be in your notifications. Yeah, they have notifications for it.
They should have a little star that or something that tells you that it's installed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one thing I liked, at least when you pre-order on PlayStation, they have they'll give you like the countdown clock, and it'll tell you. I mean, like by that point, it's already loaded in. But it's like as soon as you pre-order something on Xbox, it'll show up in your game queue, but it'll say pre-ordered, but it won't say whether it's loaded or like if it's been pre-loaded or not. But I mean, I'm sure if you have it, then I have it.
You can also look at the file size. Like when I pre-ordered it, it was like 100 meg just basically for the container from when the game came out. And now it's up to that 88 gig
or
whatever. So it shows that it's downloaded and installed.
Nice. You taking any time off for this game or what?
I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't put in any time requests yet?
No, my boss is pretty
lenient.
Okay with that. Like I can tell him, you know, hey, I want to take Saturday off because whatever. Like, he just took off a week to play Call of Duty. So
nice.
It was double XP last weekend.
Yeah. I took full advantage of that. Although the game is a little broken with some aspects, so they really need an update it, and they need to balance some of the weapons. Right now, when you hit level 53, and so since it's double XP, everybody's kind of doing that, and they're getting the akimbo weapons, and it is absolutely no skill to it. All you do is run around, you point in the general direction of somebody and insta kill. Like, it's that good of a weapon. And so now you have teams of everyone just doing that, and it's just not fun. Like I've probably put in this whole week since it launched somewhere around 20 to 30 hours into it already. I've just been playing nonstop, and now I'm being forced to not play it because of the fact that I'm just not having fun because of that weapon that everybody's getting. So it needs to be
is
balanced.
Everyone just use, is that like the new thing, like where everyone's got it?
It seems like it, man. Like every game I go into, there's at least one person using it. One person, it's kind like you're like, okay, fine. But as soon as two or more start using it, you're just like, this is fucking overkill. Like it's just and then right now there's a problem with the spawn areas as well, to where everyone's spawn killing.
That is very apparent in this one too.
And so they really need to fix that. It's kind of a couple things are a little broken. Plus they have a huge thing going on right now that the multiplayer on PS4, I don't know if it's the same for Xbox, but they lowered the tick rate, the server tick rate, down to 20 hertz instead of 60. And so it's
why?
It's to, I guess, to allow Blackout to run smoother.
Oh,
and
man,
so
that's weird.
They are getting so much shit for this right now.
I bet
they're no one's happy.
So. I was able to go back up to 4K with it once I enabled game mode on my PC, which is really weird. I didn't even know about that before this. Call of Duty like puts it in their load screens. They're like, oh, if you're having any issues with Windows 10, turn on game streaming or whatever game it was, mode. The game mode, and it should like optimize some stuff. Yeah. And it seemed to work for me. Like, did it work for you, Jared? Did you try it?
No, because they released an update yesterday and it solved,
they took it away.
It solved the issue of the screen jumping and all that and kind of looking like it was lag actually wasn't. It was just something on their end.
I gotta update it because I haven't had the chance to do that.
Yeah, so it wasn't anything horrendous that caused me to have to turn on the game mode. But yeah, they fixed it. It's all smooth butter now. But they got a lot more to fix. And then they released the it's called, what's it called, the Blackout Store or whatever it's called, their cosmetic store. They released it on the PS4, and everyone is up in arms at them because the PS4 has map content releases, right? So like they have a week before everyone else gets it, right? And everyone's like, all right, cool, DLC, they'll get it for a week. But now they let the cosmetic store out, and they only let it out for the PS4 for a week, and they have a Halloween event as well. And people are losing their shit because they're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Exclusivity, man.
Are you kidding me? This is a content store that you're not allowing us to get into. And people are mad because they ordered the deluxe edition and they have all these CP points that they want to spend and all that shit. So it's a mess.
Me and
right
you
now.
Both have that. Yeah, we both got the deluxe edition. Mike, are you playing Call of Duty?
No, I don't do competitive shooters.
No.
I love doing co-op stuff, like when, you know, Borderlands. I love Borderlands. I love playing with people, but I don't have any fun playing against people because I'm not enough of a twitchy type shooter.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, so you got to be in this too. That's a fast paced shooter.
Yeah, I just can't keep up, so it's not fun.
So really? So that's I mean, that's essentially what's going on in the gaming world. I'm excited. I haven't.
Yeah, what are you excited for? You're getting Red Dead on Friday, right? You're getting it for PS4.
I don't know. I seriously, I think all the hype has made me say like, oh, maybe I should wait. I don't know, but I've yet to pre-order it. I know I should. I know I want to play it. Like, it's one of those games where I know that it's going to be one of the, you know, top three of the year, and I just have yet to pull the trigger. Now I probably will. I'll probably get it and play it, and it'll make me very happy. Yeah. But also right now I've been so dedicated to Call of Duty that I haven't thought about it.
Thank you for your service.
I can't imagine anybody waiting on Red Dead. For me, Rockstar games are like tentpole games. They are genre or generation defining games. Like I have the hardest time waiting on stuff like that. Part of it's just to be part of the conversation, but the other part is it's its own moment in time that I don't want to be the one to miss out on. I can't imagine waiting to play Red Dead. I don't envy that at all.
I don't have the urge to jump on it like I did, like Spider-Man, instant pre-order. And I even waited on God of War, and that was one of the best games of the year. I waited like 6 months before I started playing that. So I don't know. I don't need to. Some games, especially if it's single player, I don't have the need to jump on it. And yes, I know it has multiplayer as well. But if the load times are as atrocious as GTA 5's for online, I won't even go near it. I won't touch it. But hopefully they fix their net code and all that, and it's better. But
yeah.
Because I think GTA 5, it was kind of tacked on, right? It wasn't.
What, the online?
Yeah, the online. Was that included at launch? I don't think it was.
No, it was included like 2 weeks after, and then the game was just super broken. So it took them about a month after those 2 weeks to get everything like working properly. That's why they gave everyone like $500,000 cash in the game.
Yeah, that's right. So,
like, but you know,
their way of apologizing. Or they gave you $1 million, actually.
They gave you $1 million.
They gave you like two. Yeah, they gave you two packages of $500,000.
Red Dead's going to be a similar thing. They're not, the online is not going to be there day one.
Yeah. I think they did that purposely for one, that gives them more time to work on the online component, but also it kind of forces everyone to just straight up, just play
the single
story.
Player.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to see at the end of this, who has the achievement that actually finishes the game. And you know, cause single player, sometimes a lot of times people don't finish them. I want to see how many people actually make it through. They said that it's 60 hours of story.
Yeah. So, did you guys finish GTA 5?
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I remember you were way late to the game, Jer, but you played through it later on, right?
Yeah. I bought it on the PS4.
Streaming it.
I bought it on the PS4 and then I bought it on the PS4 and I got halfway through the game. And I think that I bought it on the PS3. Sorry. That's when it came out. My PS3 broke. And so I said, well, I don't have any plans of starting this over again. And then they announced it for the PC. And so I waited for it for the PC. I bought it on the PC, and then I played all the way through it.
See, I bought it day one on 360. I played through it and beat it. And then I bought it when it came out on Xbox One, and I played through the story again and beat it again.
I don't have any... There's only been one game in history that I've ever played through multiple times, and that's been the Mass Effect series.
Yep, same here.
Same here.
I just don't.
The male and once is the female.
I just don't feel the need to go back and play through single player experiences. It's just not my style. Once I beat it, I'm like, all right, I'm good. Like I don't, you know. But that's why I'm struggling also with Red Dead, because I'm like, well, if I get it on the PS4, I'm going to beat it. But if it comes on the PC, then I want to play it there as well, because
yeah,
mouse and keyboard are a huge thing for me versus
even
controller.
Third person, like third person games.
Uh-huh. I just love the feel of a mouse and keyboard when you're doing a shooter at all. So I know that Red Dead has the slowdown effect, and that helps a lot, but I still love the ability to aim with precision on the PC.
Yeah.
So that is your Manic Monday. I hope that you guys enjoyed what you heard. We brought a little bit of gaming to you. Stay tuned for tomorrow. Tomorrow is Top 5 Tuesday, where we're going to be bringing our top 5 appetizer items from around the globe. Mostly probably just American food, though, at restaurants. So stay tuned for that. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin. I was waiting for Doug.
Hey, I know you're used to Doug. I'm Michael.
I was like, where the fuck is he?
All right, until tomorrow, we'll see you later. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the diner. It is Tuesday, and you know what that means, top fives. So we're going to be bringing you our top 5 appetizers from restaurant chains around the globe. Like I said yesterday, it's probably going to be just American food. I don't know. Who knows? But I am Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Michael.
Michael is still with us. He's going to be here all week because Doug is out. If you didn't listen to yesterday's show, he's out because he had a baby. He physically had a baby.
He witnessed the birth of his daughter.
From his loins.
Not from his own loins, no.
Yeah. He's got to, and that's okay, it's 2018. Yeah,
he's got some childbirth and hips, but no, it was all Katie that put in work.
That's right, Katie got him pregnant.
Yes.
So,
I mean, men can have babies. It's just like one giant kidney stone. You just have
and you have it through your penis.
Yes. Well, that's where it comes. The kidneys. Never mind. I'm kidding. Brought back some bad memories there.
You don't poop kidney stones, Kev.
You don't poop. I mean, you know what? Don't tell me what I can't do.
All right. So we're going to start off here because these top fives take a little bit. So we're going to start with number 5, and I'll start the party off. My number 5 is loaded potato skins from TGIF Fridays. Now,
okay, that's a good one.
I mean, potato skins by themselves. I mean, so TGIF Fridays, they used to have one near my house, and they used to have an all-you-can-eat appetizers. Very dangerous to do. Like it was one day a week, and I happened to walk in there once, and I was like, all right, we'll try this out. And so they had potato skins, and they had mozzarella sticks and everything. The potato skins, oh my God, it was like crack. It was, you put them in your mouth and you're just like sitting there and you have one and they're like potato chips. You can't stop. And you just ask for more, please. And I went home and I got sick because I ate too many potato skins, but they are very delicious. Very. Kev, what'd you get?
Man, my number 5, and like I said, this is kind of a tough one because I love all of these. So these are all in somewhat particular order, but man, I wish I could all make them ones. But my number 5 is fried pickles, like the chip versions, not like the spears, but like the chips.
Where's your favorite place to get them?
Specifically, I would say Buffalo Wild Wings because like their sauce that they put with it is so good that I always try to get extra sauce and I'll usually like dip other things in it.
I don't like fried pickles.
Oh man, I love pickles in general. So I love fried stuff too. So it's like best of both worlds for me.
The only time I eat a pickle is a sweet pickle. I love sweet pickles.
Yeah, Debbie
I don't
likes a lot of those too.
I don't like dill.
You call them sandwich pickles or whatever.
Yeah, I guess you can call them that. But yeah, right now they must be out of season because I usually pick them up. And you know, sweet pickles, I like the little sweet jerkin ones, and so they're little tiny ones. Mm-hmm. But now they're all just giant. And I'm like, wow, are pickles like, are they deformed right now? Are they going through something? What's going on? They're morphing.
I'm the minority here. I hate pickles so much.
All pickles.
All pickles.
You discriminate against all pickles.
Yes.
Okay. That's fair. Pickles. Why? What do you think led to that?
Yeah, what did they do to you, man?
It's just, I don't know. They smell, I think it's the vinegar. It just smells so bad. Debbie, a couple years ago, made homemade pickles, and I wanted to burn our house down because it smelled so bad. it was the worst.
Mike, what'd you get for number five?
I didn't put down, like, locations. I actually tried to pick generic type appetizers that you can get most anywhere. So
you knew the rules going into this.
I didn't follow the assignment, so I'll get a D.
But
you know, some of these you'll kind of figure out the best place to get them. But my number five was mozzarella sticks.
Okay.
I like them. My biggest complaint is they tend to be a little expensive and you don't get a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're so far down my list. But mm-hmm. Most anywhere you go, you can get good mozzarella sticks.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you where?
Kind of hard to mess up that recipe, yeah.
Right.
But can I tell you where you can go to get some amazing mozzarella sticks?
Sure. Like
a giant, giant, huge bag of them, and they taste just like they come from a restaurant.
Where's that?
Costco.
Oh.
So
all right, this is not sponsored by Costco. Yeah.
Listen, I'm just telling you that Kirkland, there's a Kirkland mozzarella stick bag that you can buy, and it's huge. And it costs you like 10 to 13 bucks. And they are freaking delicious. Can I eat them anymore? No. But I do encourage you to.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take you up on that.
I can't kill myself, but you can do that to you.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to number four. Number four. I think these are universally loved. Onion rings from Red Robin.
Oh yeah, dude. And that's another one with their campfire sauce. Oh, it's fire.
So they bring them out on this giant tower of you can get like onion rings. There's a small edition, but then there's like, hey, I'm a big boy and I wore my big boy pants and I want as many onion rings as possible on this tower of terror. And they bring them out and they are absolutely delicious. I don't think that you will find a better onion ring at a restaurant than at Red Robin. Fight me.
I've never been to Red Robin, so I'll have to take your word on that.
What?
I've never been. I've never had one near me.
Dude, they're everywhere.
They were in Overland Park.
I didn't live in Overland Park, Kev.
You lived in the Kansas area.
Okay, Red
Robins
around. Where you live now, there's Red Robins everywhere. Red Robin.
I've not seen one. Yum, like yum. North Dallas? I've not seen one.
I will Google this right now.
There you go. 8-bit field trip.
Let's take a field trip to the Googles. Google Maps. All right. What's your address? Give it to me live right here.
Yes, right here on the internet. Yes.
All right. Red Robin.
Along with your long credit card number.
Yep. All right. Let's see. There is. Holy crap. There is none in Dallas. Okay. The closest one would be by the airport for you.
Which is about a 30-minute drive.
Take a drive.
Worth it.
Come see me. We'll go eat at Red Robin together.
There you go. That's a date. Making connections happen here at the 8-Bit Geek.
All right, let's stick with this. Kev, what was your number four?
My number four was a pretty common one. I thought you were going to say this, but I'm going with breadsticks, specifically Olive Garden breadsticks.
Motherfucker, I forgot to put that in.
Yeah, those are good stuffs right there, man. I love me some breadsticks. And especially like when you go to Olive Garden. That bottomless breadsticks, man. I can just.
That's fair.
There's a reason why why Virgil loves him some Olive Garden.
Hey, now do you get the dipping sauce with it, or do you just eat the breadsticks?
It's just marinara.
No, it's not marinara. You'd get the what the hell is the other sauce? The white sauce.
Like an Alfredo.
Alfredo, yeah, it's like it's Alfredo dipping sauce.
Really? No, I don't think I've ever had that.
Dude, next time you go, ask for the Alfredo breadstick dipping sauce.
Okay.
Mind-blowing game changer.
Nice. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to up my breadsticks game next time.
You're going to have to because, baby.
Ooh, girl.
All right, Mike.
It's Tuesday morning and now everyone's super hungry.
Kevin helped me out because my number four is the perfect complement to his, which is the... the house salad at Olive Garden.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it's most places kind of do a generic house salad, but Olive Garden's with their Italian dressing is amazing. And whenever I go to Olive Garden, I always get the chicken fettuccine Alfredo. So that's how I get my Alfredo sauce for my breadsticks along with my salad.
It's now, can you back me up on this Alfredo sauce with a breadstick?
Yes. Yes. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
You're missing out. You're missing out, Kev.
I didn't know.
Well, now you know.
You guys, your hidden menu fucking shit.
It's right on the menu.
Right there.
It literally says.
Well, I ain't looking at it.
Under appetizers, it literally says breadstick dipping Alfredo sauce.
Trust me, every year that Olive Garden offers that like $100,
black card or whatever.
Card to get all you can eat pasta. Like, I entertain the thought of trying to get it, but I don't have that baller status to get it. So,
For number three, I'm sticking to bread. I'm following the bread train, and I'm going to say they even give it to you for free. You don't have to pay for it, but the bread from the Cheesecake Factory.
Hmm.
Now they serve this. I forgot the name of the bread, but they give you like a regular loaf of bread and you're like, okay, this is cool. But then they give you this like sweet brown bread. I don't know what it is. I'm sure Ashley has told me a million times, but I keep forgetting. But maybe I can look it up. Maybe somebody can look it up. Let me look it.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'm
bread.
I know what you're talking about. Debbie loves that stuff, but I've not been a big fan of it.
Bread from Cheesecake Factory. Let me see. It doesn't have it right away, so I'm not wasting time looking it up. I'm sure somebody knows it out there. You can let me know on Discord or on the Patreon site. It's mind blowing as well. I sit there and I could eat. I'm like, they bring it out and I go, can you bring another one, please? And it's just this mini loaf. They bring it to your table. You put some butter on it and I could just sit there and eat it all day long. Okay. All day long.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to find that out. Then again, I don't think I've been to the Cheesecake Factory in years. So,
I mean, it's pretty generic food. As far as like expensive generic, I mean, it tastes good.
But it was like a date spot when I was still dating in Chicago. Yep. Like it was basically like, ooh, girl, we had our 3 month anniversary. We're going to Macaroni Grill. We're going to fucking Cheesecake Factory. Macaroni Grill is the 6 month anniversary. That's when you're really stepping.
Because then you know you're spending some money, but hey, you can color on that tablecloth.
Oh yeah. Right. We had our wedding dinner at Macaroni Grill.
What is your number three, Kev?
My number three. Ooh, man. And this is a regional one. Like I said, this is not in any restaurant in particular.
Great. So you're going to make me love it. And then I can't even try it.
I mean, you can if you travel. But you know what? This may be available. I mean, I'm sure you can buy it at a grocery store.
Okay.
But it made in restaurant in St. Louis. It's the one thing I love about St. Louis. They're toasted ravioli.
Really?
Toasted ravioli is amazing.
Now, is that considered an appetizer or a meal?
Yeah, that's considered an appetizer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And it's like ravioli. You know, it's about decent sized ravioli. It's nothing crazy. You know, just like the
chef. How many do you get? Is it just one?
I mean, usually you get like, you know, 4 to 6 of them.
Okay.
And then, very tasty. And like I said, when we saw my brother and me, and when we were in St. Louis, like we gave one to fucking Justin.
And what's inside of it?
It's just cheese, I believe. I mean, okay, it can be different things, cheese. But like cheese and like, you know, like beef or sausage or whatever.
That sounds.
But yeah, I mean, delicious. It's just basically it's a ravioli, but instead of it's like breaded and pan fried kind of. But you know, like you oven bake it if you're gonna do it here, but you can fry it as well. But you know, it's just like a breaded ravioli piece, and it's so good.
You want to know what's disgusting? I love eating Chef Boyardee raviolis. Not even heat them up. I just open the top of the can, and I eat them out of the can.
You know what's disgusting? I did too. Growing up, but I actually preferred the Aldi brand over the Chef Boyardee one.
Really?
Because I think the Aldi brand it was less sweet, but it had more of like a meaty taste to it. Like I loved their sauce compared to Chef Boyardee.
So you and I grew
actually
up
preferred Aldi like the cans over Chef Boyardee, like across all of them, like SpaghettiOs, the raviolis, like their meat sauce blew away Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee was more like a tomato sauce, and it was way too sweet for me.
All of those.
I ate them out of the can as well, dude. I've been.
It's got to be warmed up for me and on the stove. I can't microwave. It just has a different taste to it. It has to be.
No, I could go. I could go. My mom would be like, "Oh, do you want some SpaghettiOs?" Sure. And she'd go to warm up. I go, "No, I'll just eat it out of the can." I loved all that out of the can.
SpaghettiOs are a different animal though, but because the ravioli's got meat in them, like you have to heat up.
No, but it's already cooked.
Yeah, it's cooked meat.
The meat's already cooked. You can eat it raw.
It's not
raw, but you can eat it.
It's not even meat. No. It's not even meat. It's
whatever.
Byproduct. Yeah, it's like a paste. It's meat paste.
Mike, what was your number 3?
This one is kind of a newer one for me, at least in the last couple of years, and I have to give my wife all the credit in the world for it. But spinach and artichoke dip, specifically from Cheddar's. You can get it most anywhere, but Cheddar's is really good.
See, I'm not a big fan of that dip. I don't like the spinach and artichoke dips.
There's something about theirs. It's less spinachy, but I mean, it just tastes really good. I can't explain it because I'm the same way. I especially cook spinach. I'm like hardcore pass, but there's something about their spinach and artichoke dip that's just really good, and the salsa that comes with it is a good compliment.
Nice. I don't think I've ever had Cheddar's. There is Cheddar's out here, but I've just never had it.
There's only food is one item I get from Cheddar's. Yeah. I just get one item and that's it. And it's the what's the name of it? It's the turkey and turkey ham deep fried, and then you use a
turducken?
Oh my god, what's it called? Why can't I think of it? I can't think of Reuben any of these
or
names.
Something.
What's it?
Is there fried Reuben or Monte Cristo?
Monte Cristo, that's what it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
I always get the
the giveaway is French toast.
Yeah.
I get their steak and chicken tender combo.
Is that nice. Any good?
Great. It's great. Oh, it's great.
All right, let's go to number 2. And mine, I don't think that I can ever go to Chili's without ordering chips and queso dip. It's almost like a chili cheese dip. It's got meat in it, it's got beans. I'm pretty sure it is a chili and cheese dip. And
chili and cheese.
Whenever I order it, my son loves it too. And I hate that he loves it because he's sitting there taking scoops of it. I'm like, stop taking scoops. Just dip it in, dude. And I'm like, there's not enough to go around if you keep taking scoops. Well, dad, I need a bean. I don't care. Stop it. And so that one for me, I could almost go to Chili's and eat that alone and I'd be okay. It is something that no matter what, it's the one restaurant I can go into and you can always, I don't usually get appetizers, but this is the one that I will always get at when I go to a restaurant at Chili's. Kev?
My number 2?
I don't know.
My number 2 is what Mike was saying, spinach artichoke.
Really?
Yeah, dude, I love that stuff. However, where I get it from that I think they serve it the best, I have to go with Longhorn, their steakhouse.
Oh,
and
okay.
Debbie and I would always go with the spinach artichoke chip. Like it just always makes us happy. It's just like perfectly cooked. It's very melty. The chips, they're like super thin, but they're heavy enough to hold the dip. But man, they just like basically melt in your mouth. Like it's really good stuff.
It's really important when you find a chip that can hold hold its integrity, to hold just a giant, just wonderful dip that you just get into. That's why I like rigid Lays, or is it Lays or Ruffles? Ruffles. Ruffles
have ridges.
Ruffles have ridges.
Mike? Also, I think they throw shrimp in there too. So there's like little shrimps in there too. So you get get that.
Sneaky motherfuckers.
I know. And it's so good. But yeah, that's my number 2. So when you said spinach artichoke dip, I'm like, let me tell you about little spinach artichoke dip.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and Michael's
that's
number 2.
My number 2, sometimes, especially here in Texas, it can be a meal unto itself, but a lot of places you'll find it as an appetizer or even on their like platter sampler. But I love a good chicken quesadilla.
Mm. Yeah, that falls under appetizer. The only time it doesn't fall under appetizer is if it's found at an actual Mexican restaurant.
Right.
Yeah. So you get a pass for that.
You have a point.
Yeah, I give you a full point. You have a full point for that.
I don't like a lot of pomp and circumstance with mine. I just want chicken and cheese and then maybe like sour cream on the side to scoop it in. I don't need like stuff thrown into it. I just want it really? Straight up.
You just want cheese. You don't even like chicken in it?
No, yeah, I like chicken and cheese. That's okay. It. Just those two things. I don't need, you know, pico de gallo or onion or anything else thrown in it. I just want big chunks of chicken and cheese, and that's it. That's all I need.
You lost me in this whole conversation when you started off and said, I don't want no pomp and circumstance. And all of a sudden, I couldn't get Macho Man's theme song out of my head the whole time you talked.
That's what I hear when somebody brings me a chicken quesadilla. It's just really good chicken quesadillas. Almost orgasmic.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So what about you, Jer?
We've reached the top of the list. We're at number one.
Yeah,
this is the top of the mountain for all three of us. So when we talk about these, you know, the fans know that we mean business on this fucking thing. You know, this is the one.
I started with my number one.
Me too. If there's one thing that you're going to get out of these top fives, it's got to be the number ones. Mine, there's no way that anyone can beat this for me. It is absolutely a must every time I go.
I just want to say, I bet we have the same one.
It is the Onion Blossom from Texas Roadhouse.
We don't have the same one. but I've got one. It's going to leave you frothing at the mouth.
It is absolutely divine. You sit down, the waitress or waiter brings out this just feathered, just deep fried onion where the petals, you pull them off one by one. You put them in your mouth. And you taste the perfect combination of spices, of outer crust, of that delicious core of onion.
Yeah.
And you salivate by eating 15,000 more petals. And then you look across from you, and you look at your wife, and you say, don't you fucking take the last one. It's serious up in here.
Sorry, Ash.
Kev, what's your number one?
Man, my number one, and I will defend this to the grave, and this is one of the best reasons to go to this restaurant. Oh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it too, and I don't even know what it is.
My number one, Red Lobster's cheddar biscuits. Those cheddar biscuits
about
are
those.
Orgasmic.
But they also will kill you.
All of this food, every single item we've listed on here, if we didn't eat it in moderation, we'd be dead.
No, that's very true. But, like, literally, someone died eating these biscuits.
What? Really?
Yeah, somebody
was... with sources here.
There's a news story. I think we mentioned it on the show before a couple years back.
Unless they didn't have water to wash it down because some shit gets dry, but...
No, there's a gentleman who all he did was eat the biscuits, and I think he ate too many of them. They actually killed him right on the spot. let me pull up the story.
Yeah, I need to hear this, because...
Red Lobster.
I need to watch out, I guess.
While Jared's looking that up, I want to give an honorable mention to Texas Roadhouse's... their rolls are okay, but it's the butter that comes with them that is the topper.
Oh, isn't that like some kind of like apple butter or cinnamon butter?
It's like a cinnamon butter or something like that. And those things are amazing. Anytime we go to Roadhouse, we almost leave with like a box of those rolls and that butter just on top of our leftovers. God.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's going to be a very large number of biscuits he consumed before fucking kicking the biscuit.
All right. So... all right, so local man ends
is
up
he Flo- is this Florida man? Let's clear this up right now.
No, it's in where is this? Arkansas.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
local man in coma after eating 413 Red Lobster biscuits.
Well, yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. 413. Okay.
Doctors speculated that he ate the equivalent of 51.5 sticks of butter.
Butter. Oh, there. That was a missing butter, brother. Now he's dead.
Yeah. He was he reported feeling dizzy after consuming 412, but continued to go on.
Who was fucking serving him?
I don't know.
Like, was this at home? Did he just buy a bunch
of
this
was
the
at the restaurant. There shows a picture of him eating biscuit number 4 at the restaurant.
4 or 400?
Number 4. Like, he was early on in the game. He
I've never... I mean, I love the waitresses, the waiters, waitresses, and the service there is usually on par. I've never seen them bring more than like 12 biscuits in like a whole.
Yeah, somebody went crazy on that one.
Like, that dude was, that was assisted suicide right there. I mean, 400?
413. Like, how do you
even? It reminds me of the episode of The Simpsons where Homer takes the all you can eat seafood place and puts it out of business, like, because he just stays there and eats. Man, that's ridiculous.
All right, Mike, we're to your top.
So, I don't know. I can't compete with either of those. my number one can also sometimes be a meal depending on where you go. But your guys's were super elaborate compared to mine. Boneless buffalo wings.
Okay.
Like, wait, I can.
You're
I can
talking
wreck
about.
Shop.
Hold on. You're talking about the actual wings.
I'm saying boneless buffalo wings.
I can't bone in.
I'm not paying for bone that I don't get to eat.
I'll usually get boneless as well from Buffalo. Buffalo Wild Wings Buffalo Wild Wings. But that's considered a meal. I don't think you can consider that an appertizer.
No, if you go to like Applebee's,
in certain places, Applebee's has
in
under
certain
appetizer.
Places. But we're gonna need the fans to chime in on this one. Because this one, like, when you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, you're going for the wings as the main course. Nah,
I always get the naked
get burgers. They sell everything there.
Motherfuckers. Yeah. It's in the name. Buffalo Wild Wings. It's not Buffalo Wild Burgers. It's not Buffalo Wild Chicken.
Okay, but what about IHOP? It's International House of Pancakes, but you could also get shit that's not pancakes.
Okay, but pancakes are like... a main course.
Also, Burger King. You can get other stuff at Burger King.
Other, I'm gonna throw. All right, everybody. It's just gonna be Kev and I for the rest of the week. All right, let's get. I say no. Kev says yes. But let's let the fans be the decider here.
Are Buffalo Wild Wings an appetizer
or not?
Customer's always right.
But I will say yes. Those are absolutely delicious. What are your favorite sauces?
I just stick with the buffalo sauce. Sometimes I'll do honey barbecue if I'm feeling frisky.
I go honey barbecue. I've got honey barbecue. I like their sweet barbecue, and then I like the sesame chicken sauce as well. Is it sesame chicken? I think it's sesame sauce or something like that.
What are you talking about? The sesame, not sesame chicken. Are you talking about
for the
like
wing
the,
sauce?
Teriyaki?
Teriyaki, that's it. Yeah, they're teriyaki sauce.
Yeah, teriyaki. Those teriyaki and garlic parmesan are my two faves.
Debbie likes to get the garlic parmesan. I'm not a big fan of that one. But
and then right. If I'm feeling feisty, I'll get the lemon pepper. Like, the lemon pepper is good, but it's super dry and usually comes out super crunchy, like break your teeth crunchy.
I will get the lemon pepper if I'm going to the other wing place.
Wingstop.
I'll get the lemon pepper there because it is actually, you know, and I'll go bone in on that.
Oh, really? Bone in on that. I don't do bone in much because like Mike said, you pay for the, you know, meat. And it does taste different. You do get more of a, I think you get more of the sauce flavor in the bone in because it's more cooked in. Mm-hmm. But man, yeah, I just.
Well, that is our top. That is our top five. That's our top five Tuesday here on the diner. You guys, man, we almost went 30 minutes on this one. So the fans get a little bit of extra there. You're welcome. But now Wednesday show can only be 5 minutes. So we're sorry about that.
Oh, that's the way it goes, folks.
Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about some of our personal lives there on What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Michael.
Oh, boy. Hey, everyone, and welcome to the diner. It is What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy. Kev, this is where you come in.
God damn it. I'm Kevin. Hi.
Hey, I'm Michael.
It's 3 days into the week, and we still don't have, we still can't figure it out without Doug.
We're not on point.
We need you, Doug.
Who knew he was the glue that kept 8-Bit Geek together?
At least the intro.
Yeah, that's after that.
After that, it's done.
He's like, I've done my job.
So, guys, I went to a birthday party this past week. And nice. I think it was Saturday I went to a birthday party. And it was a buddy of mine. He was turning 27. It was a good time. The funny thing about it is, you know, this part of the friend, like those friends really like to play games, right? And they like to play board games and card games and things of that nature. Well, we played, they decided to play Scattergories. And have you guys ever played Scattergories?
Once a long
way
time ago.
Back in the day, yeah.
I was terrified of this game because I felt like it's something that, you know, you have to come off the top of your head and come up with words that that go along with the lists. And to me, like, I always have this fear that I am not a wordsmith. I oftentimes mess up on with my grammar. I don't like I'm not very confident in that area in my life, right? And so I tried to get out of it. I was like, I told my wife after, I was like, can we just leave? Like, can we go? Like, I don't mind if we go. She's like, no, it'll be fun. So she doesn't know this insecurity of mine. And so instead of like running from it and acting like a big baby, I decided, I was like, okay, I'll play. And I don't know what the fuck happened. But I turned into a fucking genius and I ended up winning. And there was 10 people who were playing, and I ended up winning by 3 points. Yeah, I was very much. There was 3 doctors at the table. There were was a nurse practitioner, and a couple in there, and just really smart individuals, right? So they were, you know, I was sitting next to the nurse practitioner, and she was just like, after I answered some of my stuff, because you had to write one of the letters was P for everything. And one of them was like, name an activity that you like to do. And I put paragliding. And everybody's list was kind of empty and everything like that. And so after, you know, and I put all this other stuff, I said, you know, something that name something that involves as a hobby. So I put pottery classes and stuff like that. And so I was able to come up with a whole bunch of stuff for all the letters that were kind of difficult. I filled out my whole list and everything. I got multiple points. You know, one of them was K, the letter K. And so it was like name villains or something that to start with K. Nobody had anything. I put Ku Klux Klan. So I got 3 points for that.
Oh, no.
No, that's good. That was 3 points.
Yeah, I guess that's good, but man.
But like that's the kind of thing. Like it just all instantly came to me, and so I ended up and you know they were all like, "How does your brain work?" And I was like, "I'm so happy right now because if y'all even fucking knew how I really felt about this game, you know, like so that boosted my confidence a little bit. So I was very happy. It was good times.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully your iPhone can keep that momentum going.
Yeah. I mean, I had it underneath the table and I was just researching every single, I was like, hey, Siri, I need words for this.
Oh, man. You're like trying to whisper. Hey, Siri.
Hey, Siri.
Boop. Makes my wife so mad. I can't remember like what we talked about yesterday, but I can tell you like how many home runs, you know, Babe Ruth had in his career, or I can tell you all sorts of useless, stupid sports stats.
Yeah.
I think that's the weirdest thing. I have a difficult time. Like I'm terrified of going back to school. Yeah. I'm pondering it to go get an education here to further my life at a later age here.
Do it. Do it.
But I'm terrified because I can remember shit about video games and pop culture like it's nothing. You put something in front of me about learning and I'm like, I can't remember. I just cannot.
The way you can apply it is just you got to have the same passion. Obviously you remember that stuff because you love it.
Yeah,
you just have to find a way to adapt that to your learning.
Well, that's the problem. Like that's the problem is like, okay, so I have
connected to something, you know,
I have to go back and take like I'll have to go back and do. Before I get to my specialty, I'll need to take basic classes still, right?
Yeah.
And that's the fear. Like, I don't fear the part of, like, if I go into animation or if I go into, you know, computer science or anything like that, or coding or whatnot, like that, I feel like I could be really passionate about and I can actually learn it. But all this basic shit, like, scares the shit out of me because it's been so many years since I've done it.
Jerry, you're overthinking this. All you have to do is play the Assassin's Creed games.
It's a history lesson and everything.
I shit you not. I believe it was Assassin's Creed 2 at some point. I was taking a college history class and we were going over Roman Catholics something or another. And there were like characters that were in the Assassin's Creed game and like the story that happened there. Like I was actually able to pass.
You're like, I killed them.
Yeah, exactly. But like I knew what was going on at the time in that moment in history, thanks to Assassin's Creed. So that's all you have to do is just play the Assassin's Creed games.
Actually, funny story like that, the Uncharted series. Like I'm learning all this stuff about like the Chintamanti Stone and like, you know, just all of those like crazy like Shambhala and like finding, you know, Shangri-La and stuff like that. I'm like, holy shit, this is actually really real facts in here. Yep. And then Tomb Raider does the same thing, like the new Tomb Raider games. It's funny how these games do educate us in a way.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Okay, well, that's it. I'm going back, and I'm going to be a history major, and I'm going to use video games to get me there.
Video game history. That's got to be a class at some point.
That's got to be, right?
And
hey, Mike, you said that, okay, so we're getting pretty close to Halloween. And yeah. I remember that you said that you had something happen to you, right?
I did. This past weekend, now, I will preface the story by saying throughout my life, I generally am very naive and gullible and fall for pranks and stuff easily, which of course, like anybody, makes you feel stupid as soon as you're the butt of the joke.
I can attest for this. I do prank you sometimes, not always, but sometimes, and I could definitely tell that I was like, oh, he fell for that.
I consistently will fall for it. And it's just something that ever since I was a little kid. So it's a bit of a sore spot for me. I don't take like prank calls. I could share some stories of my first ex-girlfriend, but I don't do prank calls very well. I just don't. I hate being the butt of jokes.
Okay.
So I say all this to say, for those of you that listen to Divas Dropkicks and Dives or listen to Brainberry Tarts, you know that Debbie and I got puppies this year. Both of them kind of here in the summer. So we have our older one, Buffy. She's about 6 months old. And then our newer one, Faith, is about four and a half months old. So, of course, because they're puppies, you know, we have to walk them pretty frequently, multiple times a day. So also, we're in an apartment, so I don't really have a way of, like, letting them out to run or whatnot. So the other night, we feed them. And then as soon as they're done eating, we take them out and walk them so they can poo outside because we don't want them pooing in the house. But
understandable, I guess.
My apartment complex, they kind of renovated the outside over the last year or two. And the courtyard behind my building, they put up some Edison lights. So there's some nice soft lighting back there. You know, and then they've got a couple benches and stuff. So it's just real nice. And then the back of our property goes to like an empty lot and a creek. So there's like nothing back behind me except a big black like gate to keep people from out of the property. Anyways, so I go to walk the dogs and of course it's a little bit colder. Now there's been a cold front that's moved through Texas recently. So I take the dogs out. We stay out for a little bit trying to tire them out. And there are two entryways into this courtyard, which are basically underneath the stairs that go up to the higher levels of the apartments. So it's the only entry points into this back courtyard. And I take the dogs out and I'm just kind of following Twitter on my phone or whatever. And I look up and there's somebody standing in one of the walkways in a full Michael Myers costume. This is the mask with like the ginger hair with the jumpsuit and everything. But he's kind of a fat guy, so it wasn't a perfect Michael Myers. So I wasn't as, you know, I mean, it's to look up and have Michael Myers standing in front of you is like will make you jump.
Especially like not really that close to Halloween,
right?
Sure,
and just randomly in an apartment complex,
and right. The fact that the movie just came out,
right?
No, this is before the movie came out, right? This was like 2 weeks before because the movie just came out like what this Friday. This past Friday?
This was like a week or so ago, I think.
Yeah.
So it was a little before the movie. And then he's blocking one of my exit points, too. So, like, I look at him, and I kind of chuckle. Like, ah, that's funny. That's a good one. But then he just stood there and didn't move, didn't flinch or anything. Just stood there being an asshole.
You just hear in the background, doo-doo-doo! Now, like that fucking Michael Myers sound.
Now, my dogs didn't react too much. They were just kind of playing with each other, kind of running around my feet. So I get kind of tangled up. So I look down to kind of get myself untangled, and then I look up, and he's gone. So it just...
That dude commits to the role.
Now, before he left, like, I had texted Debbie. I'm like, hey, somebody's out here in a Michael Myers costume just in case I die. she knows who to look for. But he stood there for an uncomfortably long amount of time is what bugged me more than anything. He could have been standing there in a fucking rainbow unicorn costume, and if he just stood there as long as he did, I would have gotten mad. So that's kind of what it was.
That's some viral-ass marketing.
I hauled ass back up to the apartment, and Debbie hadn't seen my text yet, so I proceeded to tell her what happened. And then I get pissed thinking, well, what if that had been her out there?
Yeah.
You know, like, I wasn't excited about somebody just walking around our apartment complex in a fucking Michael Myers costume.
That would have been terrifying.
I was pretty pissed off, and, like, everybody that we've told about it has laughed. And I get that. That's a valid response. But for being, like, right next to my house and for having one of my exit points blocked, like, it was just really uncomfortable. And just, yeah, so I was thoroughly, thoroughly pissed.
You know what? I wish that you would have had a gun, because then you could have pulled it out and been like, all right, is it funny anymore?
Choo-choo-choo, motherfucker.
I mean, you're in Texas. Don't they just mail you guys, like, those just show up with advertisements?
They're in cereal boxes. I mean,
yeah. If you buy the Texas Teddy Grahams, then you're going to get a gun.
Texas Teddy Grahams. It's like the boxes in the shape of an AR-15.
Yeah. And then you just open it up.
Is there even cereal in here?
Yeah, it's just lightly on the outside of the gun.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, be sure to clean your gun before you get the cereal out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cereal tastes like gun oil.
I don't know how I could have handled that. That's ridiculous. Kev,
I mean, as a troll, as a person who grew up trolling people, I wouldn't go that far. I would
no,
do that shit to someone.
Like, especially if you don't know someone, you would think right. that you would be like
if I knew you, then maybe. But even you, I know my audience, Mike. I love you to death. I've known you for like 6 years now. I wouldn't try that shit because I know like you would just flip out.
Right, but if you did, like, for a half second I thought maybe Doug was fucking with me, except
you said that
away from me. But I mean, that's the, like, if a friend would do it, I could start screaming at them and it'd be hilarious, like we'd get past it. But the fact that it was a complete stranger who I don't know what their intentions are, they didn't like lift the mask and laugh at me or anything. It was just, they just stood there for like a solid minute and then walked away when I wasn't looking. Like, that's, if it had been friends, like we would have had a laugh about it. It would have been a joke, and we would have been laughing together, even though I was kind of the reason for the joke or the punchline or whatever. But at least then it's friends having a good time. But this was just somebody getting their rocks off at my expense, and that I don't appreciate.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, maybe you'll show up on some shitty YouTube prank show.
Maybe.
Yeah. We can only hope.
But you didn't consent. You didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna have just a blurred face anyway.
So, okay, Kev. We only got like a minute or two. Do you think you could fit in? Because I know you went to like a show, didn't you?
Yeah. I went
traveled.
To see. Huh?
You traveled, didn't you? You actually.
I traveled, yes. I went from beautiful Kansas City to Omaha, Nebraska.
Which is not as beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I got there at night, so I didn't really, and it was like 30 degrees out, so yeah, it wasn't that beautiful. But I went there to go see Counterpunch, The Bomb Pops, and Strung Out. This is a tour that's been going through. It started off on the West Coast, they went up through Canada, just came down, played North Dakota the previous night, and it's been a killer tour. I love Counterpunch; those are my boys. Every time they come through Kansas City, they stay with me, so it was easy to make the trek up there. Plus, I really wanted to see the Bomb Pops because I've never seen them live, and they did not disappoint. They were fantastic. And Strung Out was on their 20-year anniversary of Twisted by Design. It was one of my favorite albums from them, too. So it was a no-brainer going up for that show. But I got to catch up with them. I got there just as Counterpunch was like starting their first song. So, yeah, just got it, walked right up front and just enjoyed it, man. I got some good pictures of it. I'll be posting online, but yeah, it was just a great weekend. Afterwards, they I drove with them to Lincoln, Nebraska, because instead of going home, which is another 3-hour drive back at like midnight, we were just like just hung out with them and crashed with them in Lincoln, and it was a blast. We stayed up, we ate pizza, we drank beer, and just caught up because you know, it's fun times. So go support local bands. Go support bands in general, and just have fun. I always have the most fun at those concerts. So that's it. Smash Mouth?
I was saying, except Smash Mouth. Don't go buy Smash
Mouth. No, go.
I've seen Smash Mouth twice. I've seen them on their rise and I've seen them on their fall.
I say support them all. If you like it, go support it. All right, that's our What's Up Wednesday. I hope that everybody liked it. Tune in tomorrow for our Thirsty Thursday and find out what we're playing, watching, and reading. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Michael.
Hey, we got it right this time. Hey, everybody, and welcome to the diner. It is Thirsty Thursday, and I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Michael.
Michael here is with us all week long. He's been entertaining you folks. I hope that you've liked it. So let's jump right into it. What are you guys either reading, watching, or playing this week?
Well, Mike, can you go first?
I'll go. Well, tonight, probably about 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I'll be playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right, but that's what we would talk about next week, Michael. What have you played or done this week?
I haven't played much of anything. Actually, I'll say this. I got
play Madden.
I got a free 6-month pass for the Xbox Game Pass.
Okay.
Giving away on this stream. No, yeah, just kidding.
Wish. But I've been playing Hitman.
Okay.
A lot of that. And then I started playing. No. This is the one that came out 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was Hitman Absolution, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the episodic one, right?
Yes, it was the episodic
one. Oh, that one. Okay, yeah, yeah.
And then I've been playing another indie game called Roundabout.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've played that. That's pretty fun.
How'd you get the pass?
There's a program from
work. Go on.
Called Microsoft Expert Zone. If you work at a place that sells like Microsoft products, you get to go online and take little.
You could probably do that, Jer, because you work at Costco.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Give me the details.
It's well,
off air.
Just give it to him off the stream.
Yeah,
shoot me a text. Like,
yeah, we'll do. So
shoot me a text now.
Okay. Shoot.
Come to think of it, you could do the Sony one too.
Oh yeah,
I haven't done the Sony one.
Shoot me shoot me all those texts. Give me all the texts. All of them.
So, Mike, go on.
So, yeah, because of I have that free 6 months, I've just been like downloading games and playing them. That if you have an Xbox One and you don't want to buy a lot of video games, that Xbox Game Pass is pretty awesome. There's a lot of good stuff on there. There's Doom, like Fallout 3, Fallout 4.
They keep adding to it too.
They're adding all sorts of stuff. Yeah,
all the actual like first party titles.
See, that's the amazing thing about the technology in the day that we're living right now, and for gamers, like some people can't afford $60 every like to spend every single week.
And I was gonna say, it's not every month,
or you know, you could end up spending a ton of money, and to spend only $10 a month?
$10 a month.
Yeah, spend $10 a month and get all that content. That's so great for people who are a budget gamer. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to see some sort of maybe inclusion with the Xbox Live Gold. Like, I don't like paying for gold and then paying for Game Pass.
Right.
Yeah. I'd like to see either some sort of combination.
Well, they have a combination now.
Well, it's not included.
Right. Well, it is included. Like, so if you go to a Microsoft store.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. If you do that.
If you go to a Microsoft store, you can actually get an Xbox One, Game Pass, and your gold all for like $26 a month.
Yeah.
So that's not bad at all.
No, it's not. Especially if you're wanting to like upgrade to an X, but you don't want to drop $500 for it. That's an awesome, awesome opportunity.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I actually started a new series. It's called Designated Survivor. I've been watching it on Netflix.
It's
a Keith Sutherland, yeah. And so I did not expect to, like, I just got, my wife was watching it and I walked in on it And I was
not what I expected you to say about the show, but go on.
And I was like, who are you sleeping with?
Exactly.
And so I laid down in bed and I started watching it, and I was like, what's going on here? And it was like, oh, somebody blew up the Capitol building, and every top, like the president, by everybody was in there. And so this dude who was in charge of housing development was the next in line to become president. So he becomes president of the United States, 'cause he's the only one left, and you're left to see how he handles it. And the first episode was so gripping. And I fell in love with it. I was like, it's got two seasons so far. And so I'm working through that, and that's a lot of fun. I started watching Titans as well, the DC Direct show.
Ooh, how is that? I've thought about signing up for that just to kind of watch some of those shows and some of their back library of stuff, but I haven't made the jump yet.
It's okay. You know, I don't know. It tries too hard to be hardcore. You know, like it just seems like it seems like the story is pretty good, but I think it's trying too hard. And so I would like to see it to kind of back off that. I know, I get it. You're DC, you're dark and mysterious, but your shows don't always need that.
Yeah. So. Netflix suffers from that every once in a while. It's like, we can have all the people banging that we want, 'cause we don't have to deal with commercials.
I'm okay with that. You know,
so give it. DC will have like the first superhero bang on a TV show that we've had in a little bit, I think.
Yeah. So I think that's I've been playing a ton of Call of Duty. We covered that kind of on Monday.
Yeah.
So I've been playing nothing but Call of Duty all week long. I've almost gotten to level 55, which is crazy, because then I don't know if I'm in a prestige or not. We've talked about the issues that game had, so we don't really need to cover it. But I did go see Halloween.
Yeah, nice. So did I.
Kev, you went to go see that, right?
Yeah.
And what'd you think?
We can do a review after this if you want.
I, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, I've had enough Michael Myers to last me for a
So you're not going to go see the movie?
No.
Oh, man.
I don't do horror movies.
I thought it was a fantastic film. You know, I'm not a huge fan of horror films, but this is a slasher film. I don't put it in the same category as a horror film. Well, I do, but I don't.
It still has jump scares and everything.
Right, it still has jump scares and stuff, but it's on a different level. Think of it, I liken it more to almost an action film, you know, than you know, that's what slasher films are to me, kind of, to where it's not just like, I don't know, it's not, I guess it's still scary at times, but it's not the same as saying, is going to see, like, you know, a fucking ghost jump out at you and take over a body and scare you to death. So, but I really enjoyed the film. It was a great homage to the original. It was classic in a sense, but still modern. It had it really, really elevated what you would expect out of a Michael Myers film in 2018, which is incredible, because of the fact that you don't think that you can do anything new with a character like that, because nobody has been able to do something new with characters. It actually turned out to be pretty wonderful. Also, I see your wife in frame, and you can tell her I said that she is looking fantastic and fit, and keep it up.
Hi.
She can't hear us.
Jeremy says hi, and he says you're looking fantastic and fit, and keep it up.
Don't talk about women's figures, you fucking sexist freak.
Ooh, she got you.
Oh.
I just commented that you were doing good. I don't think Kevin also has a sexy figure. So does that count?
Oh.
His beard hides all of it, though.
Yeah.
My beard does, yeah. I found out I still have two chins. So at least that's good.
Oh, so down from... four?
Down from like whatever I had at 300 pounds.
I've got all the chins.
I've got many chins as well. Yep. So there's that. Kev, what have you been watching and playing?
Lately, I've been playing the Call of Duty as well, the Call of Duty. And then I just picked up Assassin's Creed Odyssey, mm-hmm. and I put a little time into that. I didn't get very far into it, but it's awesome. I'm really digging it so far. But once again, I've just been really busy this last week, so I haven't had a chance to get into it. Mm. But yeah, I loved it. Like so far, but that's about it. Really, I haven't had much time to do anything.
Really, this week has been.
Thursday was wrestling. Friday was what was it? Halloween, seeing the movie Halloween, mm-hmm. and then Saturday was going to those concerts like we talked about yesterday. So I mean, there's just a lot going on.
Okay, yeah. And that's I guess that's that for. Do you have anything else, Mike or Kev?
I'm just looking forward to Red Dead. It's going
to
be awesome.
Yeah, I cannot wait to be in Cowboy Universe. I just can't wait.
Cowboy Universe.
Cowboy Universe.
All right, so next week I'm sure we're going to hear a lot about Red Dead. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Michael.
Oh, yeah, and on tomorrow's show, it is Fan Friday. We have a special message from Doug, and we're going to be talking a lot about what the fans want us to talk about. So stay tuned.
Nice.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Fan Friday. Today, we're gonna get a special message from Doug. I'm Jeremy. Kev?
I'm Doug. No, I'm Kevin. Still,
I'm also not Doug. I'm Michael.
God, it's Friday, and we couldn't figure it out without Doug. We went all week, Kevin.
We got one day right.
I think one day, and that's
like
it.
Yesterday was right.
Yeah,
it's 20% success rate. That's good.
All right. So Doug can't be here this week, but he wanted to send a special message to us. Let's check it out. I haven't even heard this yet, so it's probably something very inappropriate.
Hey guys, it's Doug. Sorry I'm having to miss this week's show, I'm guessing. I'm guessing I'm not recording with you guys right now. But I just wanted to say that I miss you guys. I'm sorry I'm going to have to miss Monday's show as well. I should be back this next Monday, though, right? I might have a newborn with me, but we'll see, right? That's about it. I missed doing this week's show with you guys. I'll see you guys soon. Oh, boy. I'm tired. I'm a tired man. All right. That's really it. Bye.
Wow.
That was way too nice. That wasn't Doug.
That was not Doug at all.
That was not Doug.
That's what maybe that's Doug when he doesn't get any sleep. He's like actually a nice dude.
Holy shit. Like the evil is just taken right out of him.
Yeah. So we can't let him sleep. It's like we have to give him like pills to keep him awake.
Yeah. He said, I miss
cocaine.
You guys.
Just give him all the cocaine.
He said, I miss you guys multiple times.
Right. It's really weird.
How is that possible?
That's not. Yeah. He's sleep deprived. That's obvious. He didn't even say fuck you, Kevin, at least once.
Right.
Man, I'm thrown out.
Maybe maybe him having a baby girl also is going to soften his soul.
Mm.
You don't think so?
Man, time will tell. All
right, so let's dig into Fan Friday. We had a fan question.
Okay.
And it goes like this. What would you take to a desert? I don't know what that means, but let's form it like this. Let's make this our own question.
Okay.
If you could bring one item, if you were stuck in the desert and you had one item on you, what would it be? Let's start with our guest host, Mike.
Ooh, to think about this one. I would say a big flask of water. I don't know. I mean, or just a gun with one bullet, like
to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Good God, man.
Didn't even give it a chance.
You're going to go out. You're going to go out on your own terms.
Who said you had to go out? If I'm stuck in the a satellite phone.
This could be right next.
That's all you took mine, you asshole. I was thinking satellite phone.
Like a satellite phone. Like you're still in the country. Like somebody can still rescue you.
You're in a country.
I don't know. Most of the time that far out, you get no cell signal. So.
That's why you have a satellite phone.
Okay.
Oh, Michael, a bullet and a gun. Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess technically that's two things, so it wouldn't really count, but
yeah, like I could see you and you only have the gun. You're just like, well, what do I do with this?
Right.
Or a bullet. You're like, oh, damn it.
That's me.
You don't even have water at this point. Kevin, right. We're doing a show. Get off of social media.
I'm not on social media. I'm listening to you guys.
Who wants to talk?
Reggie's even telling you to get off.
Reggie got some shit to say, apparently. Let me kick him out of this room.
Okay, you kick him out. Okay. There was a question. There's a fan question about your new cat. People wanted to know, Kev, how is it going and what's the latest update?
So as of last Sunday, we're letting them out of the, we're just letting them fucking deal with each other. Like, so the whole week we had them, hold on, let me put Reggie out. He's, you know what? God damn, I gotta keep him in here. Cause Jimmy John's person.
It's okay.
Okay.
We'll deal with we'll deal with dogs. It's called Fan Friday with Dogs.
Fan Friday, Dog Edition. Mm-hmm. We just basically spent the whole week kind of keeping one in one room and one in another and kind of swapping them out so they can get used to each other's scents. Mm-hmm. Then we had them eating next to each other through the door, you know, like one plate on one side, one plate on the other, just okay. So they're near each other. And then we finally opened the door on Saturday and just, we gave up. We're like, they fought like twice. And they just kind of like chased each other around the house and that was about it. So we're just going to let it be. We're just going to like, they're going to solve their problems. There's nothing else.
Are they sticking? Are they hanging out? Or are they kind of like on other ends of the rooms or like, can they coexist? I guess is the,
yeah, they can coexist at the moment. But like I said, there's going to be times when they're going to fight. And so it's probably, you know, I think it'll take a few more days for them to acclimate, especially if we just leave the doors open. But let them handle their shit. They both have claws. Like if one was declawed and the other one wasn't, then I would feel a little more worried. But I mean, they can both defend themselves. I don't think they can really do any heavy damage to each other. I think they're just trying to see who's the dominant one. Awesome. And plus, my older cat is an old, just bitter asshole. So
yeah, she
bosses
is.
Everyone around.
It's a she, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Sarah. Sarah Connor.
That's really her name.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know it was Connor.
Yeah, dude. Sir Reginald Von Bartlesby is our dog.
Right.
Sarah Connor. And then Booker DeWitt is our new cat.
I love the naming of these. Like, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you gave her Sarah Connor. So, of course, she's going to be a badass.
Yeah, dude. But so, she doesn't. I mean, like,
she doesn't
Sarah
take
Connor
any
didn't
shit
whine
from
this much.
Didn't whine this much.
Yeah, she whines a lot. She's a very vocal cat, as you've all heard, I'm sure.
All right. So we had another fan. Suggestion for Fan Friday, and this one all it said was talk about
get good scrub lord
specific yeah like a weird item, like it's talk about a weird item of the day, odd item of the day. And I think that Mike, you had one, right?
I did. You asked us to think of one before we started recording, and luckily enough I've walked the dogs today, and while I was in the infamous back courtyard, I saw a discarded latex glove.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to speculate what the glove was used for.
Please do.
Let's dive into this.
Deep.
I mean, you know, if it's a courtyard behind an apartment complex with Edison lighting, and then like an empty field behind it.
Ooh, okay.
Somebody was dishing out hand jobs, I guess. That's my assumption.
Dishing out.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe it. See, I went a different direction.
I thought it was just a Chipotle worker that just forgot to take their gloves off.
Oh, that's a good one, too. See, I went medical. I thought maybe the ambulance came, was helping someone out, accidentally took off their glove and left it behind.
But they're still a hero.
It's like a gross Cinderella almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whose glove is this?
And so what? You know, what somebody did was they found the glove. They kept putting it on and trying it on. They were like, it doesn't fit.
No. So we must have quit.
Damn it.
Kev, have you come across any weird items throughout your week or day?
I could say at the show last night, there was just the bathroom wall was covered in all kinds of obscenities and sorts. But the one message that stuck out to me, really random, it was a wrestling reference, and it said Chris Benoit is the goat.
Oh,
and I was like, that's a really weird statement to make in a men's room in Omaha, Nebraska.
Remember when we were at the all-in like tailgate party.
And yeah, the Juggalo guy that had the fucking he had a like Juggalo Chris Benoit shirt to where it was not official. Because when Jay and Silent, because he was at the meet and greet with us,
Jay and Silent Bob.
I had been at that eat and greet. No, that's this wasn't that cool.
Violent J and Shaggy were like, huh, look at that shirt. Oh, that's fucking Chris Benoit or whatever.
That's a weird cult that of people that are like pro Benoit. I can't get that. It doesn't make any sense.
So that was the weirdest thing I would have to say that I saw this weekend was just, I did not see that coming at all.
So last, what was it on Saturday night last week? I had to go in for a second sleep study. Now my first one was to see if I had sleep apnea. I got diagnosed with severe sleep apnea. I had 185 episodes of sleep apnea when I went to the sleep study. So I went back in, and this test was to set me up for my my machine. They're going to give me a CPAP machine. And so I had to try on all these different masks. And let me tell you, that definitely was a unique item. All of them, very weird. Some of them had suction noses, like things that went up your nose. Some of them went over your nose. Some went over your entire face. There were magnetic clamps. There were regular clamps. There were pulleys. There were, air coming out of the top of the head in the front of the mask. I did act like Bane at one point when I had the full mask on. I was like,
oh. You were only raised in the darkness, so something amateur.
And she got to get kicked out of that because she was like, oh, okay, that's the first time I've ever heard that. It wasn't. That was truly a weird experience to put those on. And then they put these wires all over your head again, and then they're all mushy because they use this really weird liquid stuff. I don't know what it was. It was like this grease, and then you have to wash your hair out with dish detergent in order to get it out. So that was a unique item.
You shared a picture to the Instagram. You look like a space jockey from Alien.
Yeah, it was real strange. You know, the weirdest part is breathing. Just because when I fall asleep, I fall asleep with my mouth open. But this, if you have your mouth open, the air will actually escape out of your mouth, and it'll.
Yeah.
And so your body almost naturally goes, nope, that's not going to happen. So I guess I slept great last night with the machine on. So will
progress.
Yeah.
The more weight you lose, dude, it's going to really make a difference.
It'll change everything in my life. Like the high blood pressure,
snoring, high blood pressure,
everything. Yeah. So
that's where I've gotten.
Okay. So we have one more request, and that was, somebody said, can you guys get more political? I said,
political. Of course the weak Doug isn't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I present this, we won't dive into sides, right? But I will say this, cause this is very important. I received my, voter registration card.
Got mine too.
Tomorrow, this is actually going out at the end of the week, so I just let out a secret that we when we record this, if somebody can figure it out, this will be your last day. If you're listening to this on Friday, this will be your last day for early voting. If you have your registration card, go vote. I don't care what side of the fence you're on, but I think that it's important as a citizen of this country to voice your right to vote, and to put that voter card in, because people often bitch about not being able to change things. This is how you change things. And I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care if you're like, oh, it doesn't really change anything. Yes, it does. Because if you vote for the person that can spark change and they actually take office, and you can actually see a lot of things happen. And I think that right now in this political climate, we're at the midterms, and you know, coming up. And I think that it's important if you want to see change in this country, that you want to flip a house, you want to flip the Senate. Now's the time to do it. So go out and do something great. But like voting.
Yeah, the people that are in charge, that are have reaped the benefits of their position, are counting on you to stay at home and not vote to keep the status quo and keep things going the way they're going. So mm-hmm, the only way you can change things is to get out and vote, because they would rather you sit at home and do nothing. Yeah. They would rather you be just screaming on social media. They don't want you to vote.
And this so is coming, you know, as gamers, as people who grow up in kind of the geeky world, it's not a popular thing to vote. Like, we are the generation who sits and bitches and says it doesn't work, right? And it doesn't matter what I say, but it does. And it does work, and you should definitely do it because it's your right as a citizen of this country. And yeah, I say that, you know, as somebody who thought when he was younger, I was very anti-government. I was very anti, you know, this stuff doesn't matter, blah, 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 blah. I don't vote for presidents because it doesn't matter. And man, it's really frustrating to see that the popular vote versus the electoral college, but that's another subject.
Yeah.
But I do think at this level, maybe sometimes at the presidential level, things get a little screwed up. But I do think that voting for local government and for Senate and all that, I think that does matter. I think that you definitely need to do that, because that's where real change happens in your communities and in your government. So,
well, your real change happens in your actual communities, like, yeah, you know, doing city council, doing, you know, finding positions, treasurer or something, just finding a position that you can do yourself if you really want to get active in politics. And it's not a hard game to get into. Like I said, if you start from the bottom and just kind of work your way up, you can probably find, like, if you can make a career out of it if you want. But I mean, it's something like, if you want your voice to be heard, sometimes you have to be the one to step up.
Mm-hmm. That's true too.
I mean, I always like, and once again, I'm being as bipartisan as I can when I say it. It's just like, no matter what side of the politics you're on, it's just, if you see something wrong with your country or see something wrong that you want to fix, go out there and fix it. You know, you can be a part of that. There's a lot of people that are very, very much a lot of incumbents that haven't been like haven't had any like people run against them in years, just because nobody either knows or nobody cares. If you really see a problem with your community, find those people out and like call them out or run against them and just present your platform in a more, you know, in like a positive way instead of attacking. That's the one thing I can't stand right now is, this is the time of year where it's like political ads, but like 99.9% of them are attack ads. And it's like, I would rather see someone up, like sell themselves on me than to put down the opponent. And like I said, that happens on both sides. It happens on all sides. It seems to be like, it's easy to smear someone, but it's like, I'd rather hear about what you're going to actually offer instead of just like, oh, cool, you're a sweet shit talker. Sweet. Awesome.
I will say that the Ted Cruz one that John Oliver featured this past Sunday on Last Week Tonight was pretty fucking hilarious.
But see, that's made for like comedic purposes, parodies and everything like that. With, you know, like with these ads, these are venomous. I mean, these are real, like meant to like harm people.
Well, no, but I mean, the one that aired, like I mean, Jer and I were here in Texas, like that's mm-hmm, been airing on TV.
Yeah.
And they're not, it's not his opponent. It's like a super PAC that's out against Ted Cruz that put him out, like that old guy in the diner or whatever. Like that's a legit ad that's running. Yeah. Oliver kind of did their own little bit on it, but
yeah, so they brought him in to just say other people's names
in like a condescending manner.
Yeah, it's God, condescending. So it was so funny. I was laughing so hard at that.
And the other part is, be a responsible voter, like educate yourself.
Yes.
With us having the internet, it is so easy to like see what ballot you're going to be walking into. You know, I get maybe when like we were kids that you'd have to read the newspaper or it'd be harder to get that information on all your candidates. But I mean, it's 2018. the internet's right at your fingertips. You can find out what you want to find out on a particular candidate. You don't have to vote straight ticket. You know, that's kind of what got us into this mess.
Yeah. And voting just blindly voting your party doesn't help either. It doesn't help anyone.
It doesn't get the right people in place because all they have to do is stick a letter after their name. And I mean, that's not the right way to vote. I hate that that's the first option on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be at all. I think that's swaying people to do that.
Yeah.
I know that's in light. If you're one of those people that feels like our country's in a bad spot right now, you feel compelled to vote for a particular side. But I would say that there are people on both sides that are well worth your vote. And then there are people on both sides who have been there for so long. You know, maybe the best thing to do is get a fresh voice in there.
Yeah.
So
also, I will say this before we leave, because we got to leave. Don't be a one issue voter. You know, like, I know it's the same thing where it's really popular to be like, well, I believe in God, and this candidate believes in God, so therefore I must choose him. It's not the way it works. Nope. Look at, you know, and somebody's like, well, I'm a one issue voter. If they're against abortion, or if they're for abortion, that's the way I'm going to vote. And that's the wrong way to look at it. Okay. I get that that's your main issue, but there's a million different things that are going on in this country that are somewhat more important than just your one issue that you take,
yep,
that you take a hold of.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. Be open-minded about what you're doing out there, and just vote. Would you vote with your heart? Vote with the people that are doing something positive for the country. Just go out there and do your own thing. And like I said, that goes for both sides of the parties, you know. So that's all I got to say about that. We've pretty much wrapped it up there for this week's diner. Michael, thank you so much for taking Doug's place. Mm-hmm. Some say that you did better than him, you know.
Ooh, well, thank you to those who have said so. Yeah, you know, I've never been on 8-Bit Geek, so if this is a chance to, you know, for me to get on the show once, that would be awesome.
It's mm-hmm. your foot in the door, kid.
So,
well,
feel free to tweet at the 8-Bit Geek and say, hey, bring him back.
If you want him on, well, I guess it's Friday, so
they have all weekend.
Yeah, they have all weekend. Let him know. Let us know.
Hashtag mic drop.
Okay, now it's a no. Now it's a no. You know what?
Hashtag since day two.
Give Mike a chance.
I've just figured out that you're just as bad in real life with GIFs than you are like on Telegram.
my social media game is strong, sir. I get compliments a lot
from your wife,
and
that doesn't count.
No, that's not true. I've had plenty of people online who like my work. Thank you.
All right, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Michael.
We'll see you Monday.
Have a good weekend.
Give Mike a chance.